16 past 6. From JMI Wealth, for Andrew Kelleher, very good morning.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
25, is it?
Yep, 25 basis points. So the Federal Reserve out about 16 minutes ago. Always puts a bit of stress on us on these mornings, Mike. We've got to cover off everything quite quickly. But here we go. This is what's happened. They've cut the Fed funds rate there by 0.25. So they've put it down to a new range, 1.75 to 2%. Now, what they've said is they will act as appropriate. If we look at their sort of assessment of the economy, they said there's a bit of weakness in exports and business investment, but the labor market remains strong and job gains are solid. So there's nothing sort of unexpected in there. What the market is tending to focus on, or what the market has focused on in the last 5 minutes or so out of this, is that if we look at the forward guidance, so the 25 basis points was expected. What they do, and I think we've spoken about this before, is they issue these, what they call this dot plot chart, which is where the various Fed members elect where they think the Fed funds rate will be at certain points in the future. Now, we're looking at that, and what that's suggesting is that maybe there's no more rate cuts this year. Maybe there will be. Maybe there'll be another 25 points, but the thing is it's not clear. It's uncertain. Not only that, there was also some dissension between the members on the Federal Open Market Committee. So we had 7 people voted in favor. We had 3 dissenters. And you can actually see that dissension in this dot plot data going forward. You can see that there's not full agreement. So what's happened on the market is the market came out, they got the 25 basis points. We saw a little sharp rally and a little sharp pop up in US share markets. But now, just over the last 5 minutes or so, the focus has swung back to the fact that maybe we won't get as much interest rate relief as they thought. And we're now seeing markets sold off a little bit. Now, how this pans out over the rest of the day, I'm not sure. There is the potential, if the market doesn't like that, that we could see a little bit more weakness. I don't think Trump's going to be that happy.
No.
Because he really wants the Fed to go all out and ease rates considerably and catch up with those other parts around the world that have got, you know, the negative or very low interest rates. Well, Jerome Powell is leaning against that. So it'd be very interesting to see how this pans out over the rest of the day, because it's that forward guidance that's a little bit different than what we had expected.
Okay, down 173 at the moment, but we'll get all that shortly. Kathmandu, another great story to tell in the retail space.
Yeah, after all this excitement of the last quarter of an hour, let's come back to little old New Zealand. And some good news in the retail sector, actually, although we had to look for it just a little bit in terms of New Zealand. Yeah, this is Kathmandu. They have a slightly later reporting date than a lot of the other companies on the NZX, but so we're only getting them now. But it was a cracker result. We could have talked about balance of payments yesterday night, but why would we do that when we can talk about a good outcome in the retail market, eh? Strong results, solid numbers for the 2019 financial year, top end of their guidance range, in front of consensus expectations as well. They got this new business called Oboz. I think I'm pronouncing that right. It's a footwear business, US footwear business. That went really well. Revenue growth up 30%, their earnings up 39%. Australia sales, when we look at a same store basis, so comparing like for like, up 2.7%. That's great. New Zealand, though, not so good, down 3.9%. What was the problem here? Well, it was a late start to winter. But once the cold weather kicked in, it went okay. So since July, sales in New Zealand up about 12%. So a bit of timing issue there. They've got these two new flagship stores in New Zealand. There's one in Newmarket. Have you been to the new complex in Newmarket?
Don't even get me started. My wife's been there. If you get her started on that, you'll never hear the end of it.
Yeah, I don't go to shopping malls, right? So I haven't been. Apparently, it's pretty flash, pretty nice. Another one in Christchurch as well. This is their 5th consecutive year of increasing revenues. Online sales growing well. Last Friday, share price $2.57. Since then, it's up 41 cents, so 16% gain this week. Happy times for shareholders there, Mike.
Good on them. Now, what are these numbers?
Okay, so as I look at it right now, the Dow Jones down 180 points, 0.67%, and to put that into a bit of context, it was only down sort of 80 points or so about half an hour before that announcement, so it's weaker than it was. Just under 3,000, 2,906 on the S&P 500, so also lower, and the NASDAQ 8,098 down 87, or just over 1%, so weakness coming through there. The FTSE 100, 7,314, it closed down 6, the Nikkei 219 60 down 40. Shanghai Composite 2985 up 8. The ASX 200 lost 14 points yesterday, closing at 6681. And the NZX 50 lost 93 points, closing at 10,774. Now, I checked this a couple of seconds ago. The New Zealand dollar a little bit weaker, US dollar a little bit stronger, 0.6335 against the US, 0.9257 Aussie, 0.5731 euro, 0.5075 pounds, 68.53 yen. Gold trading $1,507.31. And Brent crude, $63.52. So a little bit lower than it was yesterday.
Good stuff. All right, mate. Appreciate it. See you for Friday. JMIWealth.co.nz.